Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Kayla. May I please have your zip code so I can locate an account for you?
73095.
That was 30095?
No, 73095.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Paula Farrell.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Your phone seems to be going in and out. I'm not able to make out what you're saying. Can you repeat that name for me?
Paula Farrell.
Okay, and what is the nature of your call today?
Well, I want you to remove any information you have on my card out of your system. I won't be using that. I was going to order something off of the internet. It was supposed to be $2.98, and it ended up being $59 and something. And I don't want it, and I want you to take my information off of your...
Okay, I understand, and I do apologize, ma'am. The only account or order that I've located by your name is a declined charge. There's not anything that's active in order for me to remove.
This is fraudulent. Well, that's it, the fraudulent charge.
Okay, I'm showing that
$59.
I'm showing that you did a contest entry for a mixer.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. So
it's supposed to be $2.98, and then it ended up being $59-something.
So in the terms and conditions of that offer, it stated that you would be also enrolled in our Bites Hub membership. It's a meal app, but due to the charge declining, there's not anything that's active.
Okay. So there won't nothing be happening.
Correct.
Right, on that card.
Right, because
okay.
There was no successful billing, we can't rebill it. So there's not anything
All
that's
right.
active.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.